This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Vanelli.
Well, class, this might just very well be a first. Captain John Reagan's with us, and I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. This is hour number two of USA Prepares, and we are on schedule. We literally completed the notes for hour number one during hour number one. John, is that a record?
I think we managed that once or twice before, but I think that's the first time this year.
Yeah. Wow. Well done. You did a great job. You didn't let me interrupt too much. Wonderful. Okay, so pension database, is that where we are?
That's where we are. And this is a site that is put together by an organization called Truth in Accounting. It's State Data Lab. So when you go there, you get to choose a state and choose a year, which right now is 2015. So this information isn't for last year, but for the year before that. And I can pretty much guarantee you that when we do get the 2016 results, that with very few cases, the results will be worse. So I'm just going to select Texas in 2015 and hit the view results. And there's quite a number of public pension funds throughout Texas. And this includes the one we've been talking about a lot, the Dallas Police and Fire Fund. Scrolling down the list, the first group, most of them are D's and F's. Got a C for the Judicial Retirement System of Texas Plan 2. Their Plan 1 is an F. City of Arlington part-time and temporary employees has an A+, surrounded by C's and D's. You get down to the Dallas Police and Fire Pension System, that's got a whopping F. And, oh boy, it's hard to even just find C's in this mess. And Texas is probably one of the better states to be in as far as this goes. So you can read across for each plan. It will tell you the size of the assets. Some are in the millions, some are in the billions, how much they have promised to pay, what the unfunded amount is. Gives you the percent funded, the discount rate, which means that's how much they expect their assets to earn every year. In many cases, that's still showing a figure of 7 or 8% when that is nowhere near the reality of today's market. And it also includes the percent contributed and how much the state share is. And so you can spend quite a few hours there. You can look at your own state. You can look at some of the worst states like Illinois or California, and get a feel for what things look like. Vincent?
I remember report card grades, you know, starting with A being the best, F being the worst, and you're talking about the Dallas Police and Fire Pension System combined plan. It's ranked F. And the it says that the planned amount was $2.7 billion. The promised amount was $9.5 billion, and the shortfall, or the let me go up here, the unfunded benefits are 28%. 28% unfunded. They've got huge problems. Huge problems. John, you know, the question that people are asking is, all right, let's say that's me. Let's say I'm in that plan. What do I have to look forward to? Or what kind of surprises am I going to get if I'm in a plan like that, that the promises are greater than the original vision and it's unfunded at, you know, 30% or so? What happens? Do we know?
Well, that's kind of nothing compared to Social Security and Medicare. But if you want to look further, and what's so nice about this database is now that you have the name of the plan, you should be able to find somewhere on the internet the CAFR, the financial report, for that plan. And that will give greater details about the plan, including what the plan is invested in. And as we've talked about, we've already have signals for what's coming, and that includes a retraction in the stock market, at least 50%, could be 70%, could be 90%, but it is going to correct big time. Also, as interest rates go up, the value of the bonds go down, so whatever they have invested in bonds, you can expect that to go down as well. You'll also see real estate holdings, and since that real estate bubble is looking like it's going to pop sometime this year, those real estate values go down. So whatever it's invested in and whatever condition that the fund currently has, I would expect it to look even worse. And with these public plans, there's only really two ways you can go, or it's a combination of it, is you either cut benefits or you raise taxes. And the peasants out there are having a hard time coming up with more taxes, so I think the option is going to end up being cutting benefits, sometimes severely.
John, I'm looking in at Chicago, Illinois, 2015. And it says here that the Municipal Employees Annuity and Benefit Fund of Chicago, it's ranked F. It's 20% funded, meaning to me, the way I'm reading this is 80% unfunded. Am I reading that right, John?
That's what it says.
And I'm looking at the Policeman's Annuity and Benefit Fund of Chicago is 25% funded, meaning 75% unfunded. The firemen, they're not doing so well either. The Firemen's Annuity and Benefit Fund of Chicago, 21% funded. Now, the Illinois General Assembly Retirement System, this one I don't have a problem with. It's only 16% funded. So if the General Assembly doesn't get their retirement, that's okay with me. That's okay. John, doesn't look good. It looks like promises were made and promises can't be kept. And what happens when a promise can't be kept? It's not kept, right?
Yeah, there's not too many options on that. And we typically see that Democrat states are in the worst position. They love to make promises. Doesn't matter whether or not they keep them, because that way they get people to vote Democrat, because they think they're going to be able to get something for nothing. And sooner or later, that will rise up often bites you nowhere.
You know, I'm looking at, I clicked on New Jersey. And here's just a highlight. The financial state of the state of New Jersey ranks number 50. That'd be last. Here are the highlights. This is from the post that you've got linked. New Jersey owes more than it owns. It owes more than it owns. The taxpayer burden ranks 50th. New Jersey is 50th out of the 50 states. Without enough assets to cover its debt. New Jersey has only $24.6 billion of assets available to pay bills totaling $207.6 billion. Unbelievable. How are we mismanaging? I guess it takes government to mismanage at this colossal level. The rest of us couldn't do this. We would say, no, that won't work. We just can't keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the hole. We can't do it. It makes no sense. I remember driving up our driveway with Mrs. Finelli years ago, and I just turned to her in the truck, and I said, I got it. All we have to do is borrow more money. And, you know, we don't borrow money. That's something that we don't do. But it's kind of funny that all you need to do is borrow more money. And I think people are doing that. And what I'm reading about in Europe, especially in England, young people are just, they're going on these binges. They want to feel good. So they go shopping. And they just get store credit and other kinds of credit. And they're just, they want to be happy and they feel they deserve to be happy. And one way to be happy is just to buy stuff. And if you can't afford it, well, that's kind of irrelevant. All you have to do is just borrow the money, and it'll be okay. I know a guy, John, and this young man was married, and he decided that he wanted a new car, got a new job. He wanted a new car and got a new car. His wife felt, well, he got a new car, so she deserved one. And then they needed some furniture, so they got some furniture, and they went to the store, and they got a mattress. I mean, a very, very, very expensive mattress. Now, to me, $1,000 for a mattress is a lot of money. I'm thinking $200 for a mattress is a lot of money. But I guess I'm living in prices of yesteryear. Well, pretty soon, those no money down, no payments for a year came due. First car gets hooked. Second car gets hooked. Mattress gets hooked. Furniture gets hooked. Now they've got nothing. They thought it would never happen. They thought, this is free. This is free stuff. It's not true. It's not true. And that's where our education has fallen down. We're not teaching this in school.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with a different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, John, I did some arithmetic last night. And it's really simple. I said, how many seconds are there in 90 minutes? There's 5,400 seconds. And then I thought, why don't I divide 400,000 by 5,400 seconds? And how much would that be per second? That'd be 74. What am I talking about? I'm talking about how much an organization, A&E, was willing to spend for drivel. They hired this guy who likes to play golf, Barry Satoro. They hired him for a 90-minute appearance / interview. They paid him $400,000 for 90 minutes. That's $74 a second. When Barry Satoro said he can't wait to get on the circuit and start making some serious Tubman, that would be the person who was going to replace the face on one of our Federal Reserve notes. We haven't seen it yet, thank God. But he wants to make some serious cash. Well, he is. $74 a second. I couldn't stand hearing that guy's voice when it was free. Things are inside out, upside down, wrong, backwards, inverted, sideways. I looked on the internet during the break, and I can't find anything that is negative about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We're the only ones reporting what a miserable performance that was. We're the only ones. It's horrible. So the media is not saying how bad it was. So maybe it's time to turn off the media. Back to you, John.
Well, the first time I was on the air with you was February of 2012. And it was a few months before I became more regular. And November 2012 was the last time that anybody could report an increase in sales by Caterpillar. Well, after 51 months of sales declines, Caterpillar finally reported its first gain. However, if you go to the article below that, the only thing is that, that gain may be due to accounting tricks, so don't celebrate too much just yet. Vincent.
You know, John, we have we got some equipment here manufactured by John Deere, old equipment from the 1980s. The newest piece is from 1991 tractor. And we have some international, we have an international tractor, outstanding. We have a Case backhoe, an old one, outstanding. And we have a piece of, we have a little Caterpillar, you know, mid-sized bulldozer, old one, real old, outstanding. Caterpillar equipment is like top of the line, as good as you can get. I mean, we only paid $3,500 for our bulldozer, which is, I mean, by the pound, you can't buy anything that is that cheap per pound for $3,500. It's over 20,000 pounds. And it is top of the line. I mean, it is really incredible engineering. It is heavy. It's magnificent. So it's not like they're making poor quality equipment. It's something else. It's something else that's happening to Caterpillar. John, do you have a feel for what it is? Is it just the global slowdown?
That's the big thing. The question is, did the Depression start in 2008 or 2000? When that dot-com bubble burst, things never really recovered. Then when we got hit with the housing collapse in 2008, in fact, I think the number I just saw is they've injected $70 trillion of new debt, and that's why things have been so wonderful, you know, since then.
Well, actually, yeah, and the price of avocados is getting wonderful. They're going way up. Avocados, absolutely. Way up in price. And vanilla. Wait till you find out what happens to vanilla beans. Four times the price. Almost overnight. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day I've got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan is with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you'd like to follow along, please click on the news tab. John, a secret document shows some scary detail about Facebook and how it can exploit insecurities of teenagers using the platform. And this comes out from news.com.au. Okay? And it says that Facebook has come under fire over revelations it's targeting potentially vulnerable youths who need a confidence boost to facilitate predatory advertising practices. So this confidential document dated this year detailed how monitoring posts, comments, and interactions on the site, Facebook can figure out when people as young as 14 feel defeated, overwhelmed, stressed, anxious, nervous, stupid, silly, useless, and a failure. And they're using that information to target these young people for advertising. Advertising. So, class, as parents and grandparents, I think that this Facebook thing is really what we said it was in the beginning. It's a marketing tool. It's a CIA tool. It's to look into your private lives. It's to figure out who you are, what you're vulnerable to, and make you suggestible or help suggestions overcome you, get you to do things that you might not ordinarily do. And people are becoming lonely. Lonely. They're talking to each other every 20 seconds, at least talking. Well, that's an inaccuracy. They are communicating with each other every 20 seconds. How are you? What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. Look at this. This picture of my cat. This is the front of my cat. This is the back of my cat. I mean, who cares? But people are doing this kind of stuff. They're sending messages, and they're in constant contact, and they're now lonely and susceptible. So we are training young people to be susceptible and giving them tools for their own destruction. And I believe Facebook is one of them. John, do you have a comment on that?
And then when you combine that with the smartphones themselves, Facebook and other technology will be determining what your mood is the entire time. And if you are not in an appropriate state of mind, you may have help summoned for you.
Just one quick comment. Citibank has been coming after us, and we've had a credit card, AT&T Universal Card, for 27 years. Pay the bill in full, on time, all the time. One time, over the Christmas holidays, the payment arrived late. They slammed us for $25. I said, here is a payment in full, except for the $25. We will pay the amounts that we've charged on this card. We will not pay, no matter what. We will not, no matter what, will pay this outrageous $25 fee. Well, that $25 fee this year has accumulated to over $90. $90. And Citibank, which took over the AT&T Universal Card, and it was a great card when it was AT&T, but Citibank took it over and they ruined it. And so they've got this robo voice that calls us a couple times a day with a foreign accent, and he welcomes us to the Citibank family. Class, I am not part of the Citibank family. Family members don't do these kinds of things to family members. They don't beat them up. And that's what Citibank does. It's a horrible, 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 horrible arrangement. So take a look at your Citibank card, and if they're beating you up, you may want to do what I did. And I just wrote on the statement, I'm not paying this $25 fee. Cancel the card. And then they sent me a letter saying you have to send it in writing. So I wrote on that, cancel the card. Then they sent me a letter in writing saying you have to send it in writing. Cancel the card. And finally, they decided that maybe they should cancel the card. They did. But it hit $90-something dollars, maybe 96. I'm not paying it. I'm not paying it, no matter what. I don't care what they do to our credit rating. I'm not paying it. Citibank is out of control. And you may find that your bank is out of control, too. So take a stand. You can do what we did. You can take a stand. Tell them to stuff it. We don't need it. We'll get a different credit card if we need one. But we don't need one. John, back to you.
Well, those of you that think that self-driving cars are way into the future, here's another wake-up call. Waymo, which spun off from Google last year, is one of the companies in the self-driving car business. And they just debuted rides for people in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And you do have to be a resident of the area to use this. And it's not without a driver at the wheel. However, the car will be doing most of the driving. So while the cars are learning the streets of Phoenix, they get you spoiled to having the service. And then once they're satisfied that it can drive itself, that driver goes away. And, you know, all those forget about all that. Vincent?
John, it reminds me, as you were saying this, it reminds me of the time that I was in a tractor, and I was pulling some farm implement behind this tractor. It was just a 40-horsepower tractor, so it was only a 4,000-pound tractor. I was going up the dirt road, our dirt road along the farm, and I was going from one field to another. It was hay season. And I saw this dust cloud coming toward me. I thought, wow, whoever it is really going way too fast. And I was going up a hill, and I couldn't see over the top of the hill who it was. It was a cop car. It was a police cruiser. It was a county cop, deputy. And I blocked the road. My tractor and the rake that I had was pretty wide. And I blocked the road, and that cop had to stop. And I mentioned to him that I thought he was going pretty fast for that road. Too fast for that road. I told him twice that, going a little fast for this road, aren't you? No. Going a little fast for this road, aren't you? Now, here's the point. So we have one of these self-driving cars coming down toward me in a farm tractor. How's it going to work? How will that work? Because the road is 1.5 cars wide. Not 2 cars wide. 1.5 cars wide. And the ditch that the county puts on the road is, well, some places it's 2 feet deep. So if you go just a little bit off, just a little bit, like 6 inches off the edge of the road, your front suspension is going to be on the ground. And your wheel is going to be suspended in the ditch in free air. And your car is going to be sitting on either its unibody or its frame. You're not going to be able to get out of there. Now, how's that going to work with these self-driving cars? Do they know about this? Do they know about tractors? Do they know about farmers who want to patrol their roads and keep the other vehicles from speeding down them? Do they know about that? Are they going to run into us? Are they going to stop? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? And will the person in the passenger seat be able to overcome that situation? Where the farmer says, you know what? I don't think your behavior in this vehicle is acceptable for our neck of the woods. Why don't you turn around or rethink your driving habits or the driving habits of this computer that you're sitting next to? John, I don't know how this is going to work, but I don't think I like very much of it, if any of it at all. And I'm just trying to put myself in some of these positions that I've already been in with self-driving autonomous vehicles behind me, in front of me. As a matter of fact, in front of me is a little safer for me than behind me. When they're behind me, I don't know if these things are going to ram me. I have no idea. And I don't like it. And you can't look them in the eyes because there are no eyes. But one of the problems that we're having, John, is that driving distracted is becoming ubiquitous. It's a menace. People aren't paying attention. And there's so many people who aren't paying attention. I guess those who want to rule the world are saying, well, that's okay. They don't have to pay attention. We'll just replace them. And that's what we did back in the banking era when we had young people who wouldn't show up for work because they wanted Friday off. Then they wanted Monday off. They wanted a three-day weekend. We couldn't get them to show up to take care of our customers. We replaced them with computers. We replaced them with press one, press two, the thing that you hate when you make those phone calls. I was involved in that. I did that. I was in charge of the project that did that. One of the first ones in the country. I'm sorry. I apologize. I hate them. But that's what we did because we saw that we thought there was a need to replace these people who wouldn't show up. So if we're not driving and paying attention, I guess we're going to replace the drivers who aren't paying attention with something else. I'm going to call that a computer. And here we are. Stupid people brought this on us. These women who are putting makeup on, driving with their knees. Guys reading the paper. texting, tweeting. Really, is it that important? Pay attention. You're driving a motorized missile. You can kill people with it. And then what are you going to do when you run somebody over and kill them? Or their parents? Or their children? Or the head of the household? And you destroy lives. We can say, I'm sorry? Pay attention. Get rid of that darn phone. It's destroying lives all around you, including your own families. I'm sorry, I just launched into a button-pushing tangent.
I only have a few of those during a show.
John, we've lost our way. We have lost our way. And we've done it to ourselves because of our own stupidity, our own greed, our own selfishness, our own desire for immediate gratification and personal pleasure. What a bunch of morons we are. If there are aliens up there, and I believe there are, and they're looking down at us, they're laughing at us. What we've done to this great planet we had. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I want to thank you. I just went to TalkStreamLive.com, and we're number 19. We broke the top 20. How'd that happen? How did that happen? Thank you so much. I'm humbled, flattered, and I don't know what to say, but I just want to say thank you, John Reagan. Job well done. Sandcastles?
Oh, let's see if we can run the table here. You go to the beach for some relaxation, and you have a young child that does probably what most of us have gone to the beach done for ages, and that's build a sandcastle. However, in Panama City, Florida, this guy got threatened with a $500 fine and up to 60 days in jail.
Yeah, and he didn't use a backhoe.
This wasn't a party, drugs, alcohol, anything like that. The horrific offense is that his son was using metal tools to make his sandcastle. And
metal tools.
And if you think that's bad, if you're planning on going to Europe, you may not want to do any driving yourself.
Wow, you're right.
They have speed cameras there. They've had them there since before I arrived in 1982. Apparently, they've put a whole lot more in since. And if you're doing even 1 kilometer over the speed limit, and to put that into our American terms, that's less than 2/3 of a mile. So less than 2/3 of a mile per hour speeding. And you'll get a ticket that's 175% of your weekly income, nearly twice what you make in a week. So, it's not just here in the United States. Government everywhere is really working hard to punish its citizens.
Yeah. So John, let's be really clear about this. What the government is saying is, if you go any amount over the speed limit, even 0.62 miles per hour over the speed limit, less than 1 mile per hour over the speed limit, which is like we're talking about a needle width on a speedometer, right, class? a needle with. Let's say you're going downhill, and you just, this happens. They want what you can afford to let them steal from you. Actually, they want it all. They're going to price the fine based on your ability to pay. So it's not a universal amount like a $25 ticket. It's not like that. It's like, how much do you make? And they want a percentage of that. So your fine may be different from the person who's being fined right next to you. You need to fight these things. And John, one of the things I wanted to talk about today, just very quickly, is don't let the government steal money from people. So let's say you go to a restaurant and you feel obligated to put a tip down. Don't tip. Do not stop tipping right now. Class, you made the last tip you're going to make. What you're going to do, if you choose to do this, is gift. And you just write on a piece of paper, this is not a tip. This is not a tip. This is a gift. This is a gift. Because I like you. And it is not taxable. This is from me to you, a personal gift. And it's not taxable. So, and do it in cash. Okay? So, no more tipping, because the government wants to steal a portion of your tip to that waiter or waitress. They want to steal it. So don't let them do it. It's not a tip anymore. It's a gift. A non-taxable gift. What do you think, John?
Enjoy it while it lasts, because when digital currency comes, they're going to tax every transaction.
That's true. That's true. But while we can make it last, let's try. And cash is something that class you're going to need to use. Use it now, because if you don't, we won't have any. It'll be stolen from us. The anonymity of cash will be gone unless you preserve that right by using cash. It's more difficult. It's a pain. But the transactions are settled immediately. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.